All right, here with Willie Cauley-Stein from the Sacramento Kings. How's the rookie year been going so far overall for you?
I think it's been going pretty well. Especially, you know, I get it, you know, kind of a lot of minutes for a rookie. So the more minutes you can get, the more you learn, the more experience you get, you know, the better you're going to be. So that's the way I'm approaching this whole year. It's just, you know, every minute I'm in there, I'm learning something. I'm trying to learn something that Vet's doing. I'm trying to, you know, learn how to get away with holding somebody. I'm trying to learn a way to, you know, just little notches that come with the game about being a pro, like that you didn't realize when you was in college.
Has that been the biggest adjustment, just adjusting to the little things more than just the travel and the physicality?
Yeah, just the little things. I mean, because, I mean, the little things can go so far in the game. Like, I can get you an extra possession. And then most of the time, you know, like you see the games on now, it's like coming down to three possession games. So it's like, I can give you an extra possession or give you extra energy to carry on to another possession that makes maybe you go on like a 7-0 run because of that possession. Like every you know what I'm saying? There's so many different aspects of the game that could change it.
I've been working with DeMarcus because he's another big man, another Kentucky guy. Is that just natural synergy, just from your backgrounds and us being here together?
Yeah, I think it's just a natural respect of, you know, we both, you know, went to the same program, did the same things. Don't end up getting drafted to the same spot now. It's like we can just work together on making each other better and just having that brotherhood and that connection.
You had a big win at home over Toronto. Do you feel that's the type of win that was really important for you to get that before this long road trip that you're starting tonight in Atlanta?
I mean, yeah. You know, we needed a win really bad. So, you know, for that to happen and to carry on, you know, now it's time to get on the road to start winning games and get back in it, because we started off kind of slow, and now it's, you know, we got our whole team back now, so we can start getting into it a little better.
Yeah, and lastly, as being a Kentucky alum and being in the Southeast, do you have a following just here in the southern area here in Atlanta? Do you know people that may be paying attention a little bit more to tonight's game?
Maybe. They do call it Catlanta, so.
did you play your tournament here, or was it in Nashville?
Played a couple tournaments here.
Okay.
In my 3 years, I think we played like two.
Okay.
Lately, two times here, and then we played like in the Georgia Dome.
Right.
Played there a couple times, and then SEC tournament and stuff like that.
Yeah, what's it like being part of that network going to Kentucky? It's nationwide. Just everywhere you go, you'll find a Kentucky fan. Do you used to continue to receive support and hear from people, their fans, and from Kentucky?
Every day. And anytime a UK game comes on, I get 200, you know, tweets of, oh, it's not the same without Willie Cauley-Stein here. It's not the same without him here. It's not even fun watching anymore. It's like, man, that makes you feel good. But then at the end of the day, it's like, now another wave of kids is coming. Like, you got to, you know, support them.
They got a big win last night.
I did. I seen it.
Yeah, good deal.